We are coming off a weekend that featured some summer-like weather and some spring-like weather across the Northeast. Saturday, of course, was the more summer-like day as temperatures soared into the 70s in many locations. Temperatures took a step back on Sunday, returning to more seasonable spring-like levels, and now today, on this Monday, we are dealing with some spring showers across New York and western New England. It's all being driven by a warm front that is positioned to our southwest, and that has resulted in these waves of showers and periods of rain off and on through the day. The actual storm system, the parent low, will track to our northwest through the Great Lakes up into Canada, and at the same time, its associated secondary low and occluded front will make a trek across our area tonight. So as that secondary low approaches, we will continue to have the chance of some scattered showers, potentially some downpours, and there's even the threat for a few rumbles of thunder as the night moves along. We'll also have some areas of fog, with overnight temperatures running mainly in the 40s. Now, as the storm is getting going, we've had the winds kick up as well. It has been a breezy afternoon, and we will continue to have that threat for some fairly gusty winds right through this evening. In fact, the wind could be strong enough to bring some damage to some areas. For that reason, a wind advisory is up for the Berkshires and Greens through midnight. In those areas, there is the potential for wind gusts to reach over 50 miles per hour. For the rest of our area, wind gusts are more likely to fall into the range of about 30 to 40 miles per hour. As we work through the second half of the night, that occluded front will push to the east. We will eliminate the threat for any damaging wind, though it might still be gusty at some points through the second half of the night. Then as we go into the day tomorrow, we might still have a lingering shower or two, especially during the morning, so things will be a bit gloomy to start the day. But as the day moves along, we'll see some breaks of sun develop, and temperatures will climb up into the 50s and 60s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy, periods of rain, and possible thunder, windy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the morning, some afternoon sunny breaks, high in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, periods of rain, and possible thunder, windy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then some afternoon sunny breaks, high in the 50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, periods of rain with possible thunder, windy, low around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the morning, then some afternoon sunny breaks, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, periods of rain with possible thunder, windy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the morning, then some afternoon sunny breaks, with highs in the lower 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers mainly late, with highs in the 50s to around 60. And on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of mountain showers, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.